Well, well, well. You're finally home, I see. No need to tell me where you've been. I already know. B-b-b-b-b. Did I not just say I already know where you've been? Do you remember, darling, how the two of us first met? You were at the lowest point in your life. You had nothing going for you. You begged God to answer your prayers. And at first, he never came. And then you heard a faint voice. My voice. Calling out to you. Enticing you. Offering you everything that you required. And once you reached out and agreed to my terms, well, the rest is history, I suppose. You got that new job, and within 6 months, promotion after promotion after promotion. Now you can afford this nice place. Something you only dreamed of before. How many cars do you have? I've lost count. Have you? And all those women. Co-workers. Even just random girls walking down the street. They all have eyes for you now. Not because of status, power, or wealth, but because of me and what I did for you. Sometimes I think you forget. Sometimes I think you need to be reminded. Because every now and then, you slip up. You conveniently forget the terms of our contract. Do you remember? I said, do you remember what they are? Is that so? Well, why don't you tell me? No, really. I seem to have forgotten. Just like you have. Yes, yes. That's right. I give you everything you ask for or require. Within reason. And you worship and obey me in all ways. Including being loyal and only loving me. Though it seems you stray every now and again. I think you're letting it get to your head. I think there's a part of you deep down that thinks I didn't do any of this. The part of you that thinks you just got lucky and I just happened to be here. Do I need to remind you?
I can walk out this door right now. Our contract will be null and void. Is that what you want?
Say it.
Tell me that you don't think you need me.
What's that? That pious attitude you had seems to be gone. Where did all that attitude, sass, where did it go?
You seemed so full of yourself only moments ago.
Where is it now? Exactly. Just as it should be. Now, my love, now that that's all sorted, why don't you tell me about the girl? Oh, don't play stupid. The one you were just out drinking with. From your work. What was her name? Something with a V. Not that it matters. You'll always be mine. Right? You wouldn't dare try to violate the terms of our contract, would you? Because if you've fallen in love, that would be a direct violation, I'm afraid. Because then I would have to find someone new. And everything that I've given you would fade away into nothingness. Oh, dearest. Of course that's not what I want. I want for our love to grow stronger. Flourish. I want for us to be happy together. But that cannot happen when you are constantly behaving in a way that would make me not trust you. Do you see my dilemma? But of course you do. Oh, very smart. For that is why you've entered a deal with me in the first place. So, darling, why don't you clean up your act? Or do I need to remind you all there is to love about me? Perhaps that's what you're missing. Perhaps you're feeling a bit lonely, darling. I can fix that. I already have. I've offered you everything you want and more, and even my love and companionship. If you only play your cards right, I might even choose to extend your life. We could do great things forever until the end of time.
Would you like that, my love? Good answer. Perhaps you are more dedicated to me than I have previously believed. Have I been too harsh on you, love? I can be a bit cruel sometimes. Even a bit jealous, if you hadn't noticed. You have nothing to worry about. No, of course not. I have newfound faith in your love for me. Yes. I trust you with every fibre of my being. I can understand your doubt. I've just shown a side of myself to you. I've let my jealousy guide me towards a power trip. Though I am all-powerful, I should not lord it over you if I want your love in return. I only want you to worship me. What goddess would not seek to be worshipped by those she loves? I suppose you could call it some form of narcissism. But all gods and goddesses function the same way. If we hold no influence, why on earth would anyone respect us? Do you understand? I need you to worship me, to love me, if I am to help you, if I am to be respected amongst my own colleagues. You help me, I help you. So you do understand. And you'd like to prove yourself to me. Goodness, I admit I had not expected such a rash change of heart. Not that I am opposed. Only pleasantly surprised. And how, my love, would you wish to show this devotion, rededication, if you will? In the form of what? Intimacy? I admit I had not expected such boldness from you, my love. No, of course not. I'm not saying that I despise the idea. What form of intimacy did you have in mind, dear? The human kind. I'm sorry. I'm afraid you'll have to elaborate. You'd like to show me? I suppose. voice I could not hurt. This is an exercise for us to regain our trust in one another. Surely, anything would be worth it to do so. And of course, I do trust you, too. Show me what forms of intimacy would help you love me. Anything for you, dearest. Sit here on your lap. Well, if it is necessary for you to show me, I see. So then, does that mean the lesson has already begun? Interesting. Where should I put my hands? Who do you think me? The Virgin Mary? But of course not. Though, I will admit, it's been many thousands of years, so I might as well be. But this is not about me. I'm learning how to pleasure you. Am I not? So I'm going to forget everything I know about any past lovers, and only focus on what it is that you desire. Because that is what matters right now. And hopefully, always. So, again, I ask of you, where would you like my hands? You've always been the bold one. And yet now, you fall silent. Well, I shan't to try everything until I find what you like. We don't have time for that now. Though I promise you, eventually, we will try everything. Must I really trace my hands all over you? Until I find which place makes you squirm the most. There is the most obvious place for my hands to go. Oh. But what fun we could have with this little guessing game. Do you think about small bits of pain? Perhaps I could leave scratches along your back. Would you like that? Or is that my jealousy shining through again? To let anyone else who might gaze upon it know that I was there. I do quite like that idea. What about me? Aren't you going to ask where I'd like to be touched? Or is this game one-sided? Good. I would hope. I'm glad you're eager to serve me in all ways, now that I've given you a bit of incentive. Who knew my body had that much power over you. I can take off my shirt for you, if you'd like. Well, it seems as though we are having a little bit of trouble getting started. Perhaps if I do this in an attempt to speed things along, we could excite whatever is keeping us from progressing. Would you like to see me naked? I venture to guess it's something you've thought about for quite some time. Is that so? Well then, I wouldn't dream of making you wait any longer. Why don't you take it off of me yourself? Go on. I know you want to. Well, here I am, in all my glory. Now, why don't you let me strip you as well? I've gotten the occasional peek when I decide to barge in on you every now and then, but I am dying to know what you're like under all these layers. Dying to know. Well, go on. I'll watch. Don't you want to tease me? No. You don't have to do anything as in-depth as that. Simply remove each item of clothing for me. But slow. Is that what you want? You want me to play with myself while I watch you? I'd never seen this side of you before. No, I like it. I like it very much. You want me to touch myself like this? Is that to your liking? It is. That's very good. Very good. So toned and... oh God. I can lick every inch of you. And you've only got your shirt off. Imagine how I'll feel when I see it. All the rest. Oh. Come now. Take them off faster. Faster. I want to see all of you. All of you. Please. Please, darling.
it, my love. Show me. I want to see how big it is. How much it's grown just from looking at me like this. You do like looking at me like this, don't you? You like that I've lost my mind completely entranced by you. You like making me stupid. You make my brain not work just from the pleasure you're giving me. You don't like it when I think. Oh, is that so? Well then, I guess it's a good thing I don't have to think to make you feel good. What are you doing with your hands? You want to hook on them? Why are you pussying them so suddenly? Going to do with them? If you insist, darling, then you must. But only if I may touch you as well. Even go all the way.
What do you think about my proposal? Perhaps it is I who should be worshipping you, my love. With a performance like that, I can't imagine it any other way. And I wonder what else you might have in store for me, my love.